The 75th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade marches tomorrow in New York City. A new book of photographs and stories celebrates the parade's long history. It's called America's Parade. NPR's Renee Montagne spoke with editor Robert Sullivan.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade actually began with Macy's employees.
Most of the Macy's employees here in New York at that time were first or second generation immigrants, and they went to the bosses and they said, you know, back in the old country, in Central Europe, we used to have these harvest festivals around now to give thanks for our bounty and our heritage, and could we do that here? The bosses said, sure, go ahead.
The workers decked themselves out in costumes from Mother Goose. They enlisted some animals from the Central Park Zoo, and they marched all the way from Harlem clear down to Macy's on 34th Street. Says Robert Sullivan, a happy but tiny parade.
What surprised everyone were the spectators. Throngs came out, they lined the sidewalks, and Macy's clearly saw a good thing happening, and the very next day announced in the New York papers that they'd do it the next year and the next and the next.
Balloons have been synonymous with the Macy's Parade. How did that start?
Yeah, the balloons came into the parade in 1926. Reason for being, in 1925, the Macy's execs realized that the animals from the zoo, particularly the lions and tigers, were scaring the little kids along the route. So they went to the parade's designer, Tony Sarge, this sort of genius puppeteer, and said, Tony, we got to take the animals out. What can we replace them with? Tony came up with these balloons. Now, the first year's balloons, there were four or five of them. Only one of them was a recognizable character. That was Felix the Cat. He was just a big air-filled bag. There was no helium, and he was held aloft on sticks that the marchers held above their heads, and he was very popular. The kids loved him, and the next year out, 1927, Tony Sarge said, let's fill him with helium. And so the balloons started to fly. They came down Broadway above the crowd.
In those early years, the balloons were released at the end of the parade. Big excitement, and Macy's offered a reward for the return of the deflated remains, which soon led to balloons showing up riddled with bullet holes, shot down over New Jersey by eager bounty hunters. A famous aviator of the time figured out a better way. He snagged a balloon in midair.
The very talented Clarence Chamberlain in 1931 hooked a flyaway pig, probably scaring his passengers half to death. It was a commercial flight that he was doing. And he brought the pig back, brought home the bacon, if you will, and that was probably what was in the young aviator's mind a year or two later over Long Island, who also went headlong at one of the flying balloons, perhaps in thinking she was going to claim an award. In any event, that collision was the last of releasing the balloons. The aviator got out fine. No injuries done there. The balloon fared less well.
Robert Sullivan's book documents the evolution of the look of the parade. At first quaint, then a touch crass, as balloons advertising products from milk to petroleum were added. Mother Goose gave way to the Pink Panther and then Bart Simpson on a skateboard. There's even a bit of noir, thanks to Ouija, a photographer famed in the 1930s and 40s for his shots of New York's underbelly collected under the title The Naked City. Ouija took a break from snapping murder victims caught in the glare of police car lights and turned to Macy's balloons being blown up the night before the parade.
We're lucky that Ouija had a couple of off nights there shooting gangland victims. His shots are bizarre, and the one of the clown lying down, the clown with the starry eyes, I mean, it looks like a gangland rub-out, but it's just this charming balloon that the next morning would float down the street and entertain the children, you know, but you look at it and it's nothing but a Ouija photograph.
Yeah, there's a clown laying there flat on his back, but
yeah,
huge.
It's terrific.
And with
yeah.
Police around him.
Looks like John Dillinger got him.
If you could go back in time to any of the 74 parades,
right,
which one would you pick?
If I could go back in time, I would have to say that I'd pick two. I'd like to have seen the first one in 1924. I'd like to have seen those immigrant employees of Macy's just partying, you know, having their Mardi Gras. The other one I would have liked to see is the 1927 parade. And the reason for that is they hadn't figured out that they were supposed to have release valves in the balloons if they were going to let the balloons fly up into the air at the end of the parade, because helium expands at altitude. So apparently, they let go of all these balloons, they floated up into the air, and they started exploding. And I would have loved to see that.
The parade, one of its great claims to fame is that since 1924, it preceded
Right.
every single year except
Except
the
World War
war
II.
years.
Yeah, it shut down for a couple of years during the war. The government needed the rubber and helium, but moreover, it really wasn't a time to celebrate, which is one of the reasons why I think the 1945 parade was one of the most important in the history of the parade. There's a marvelous shot in the book of the parade marching through Times Square in 45, going right past that makeshift Statue of Liberty that they put up in Times Square for VE Day. Extremely patriotic affair, the 45 parade. I'd cite the 63 parade as well, which was held only days after Kennedy was assassinated. And there was black bunting on all the floats. It was a very somber affair, but also a healing one. Certainly in this town this year, the Macy's Parade is going to take on a resonance that it doesn't ordinarily have. The mayor, I understand, is going to ride on a Statue of Liberty float. The firemen are going to march. The police are going to march. The message is not going to be missed by any, that this is about a day of healing for New York City. It's not just going to be about the balloons.
Robert Sullivan edited the book America's Parade, a celebration of Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News, New York.
And of course, there are pictures from America's Parade on the website npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
Thank you.